Even Levi Egler Rufa, the pasuk says, "Ki emosi chalal ba'adama, ye lerishto." It says in Yerushalayim Yerusha. Then Yerushalayim Yerusha. There's no din Yerusha on Yerushalayim. But this Tana holds here, Yerushalayim was not divided up for Shvatim Yerushalayim. But since it wasn't divided up for Shvatim, there's no din Egla Rufa in Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara says here. See, when some of us from Mr. Kasha, like before we had it from Achleikis, if Yerushalayim was Neschalk L'Shvatim not. The reason on the Yomrit was. But still, the Gemara asked a better question. The Yoy, the Gemara asked another question here. The Yoy, the Pasuk says, when is the Indian of an Egla Rufa, Loi Noida Mihiko? It's only if we don't know who killed the person. If you find a dead body outside the city, we don't know who killed him, then we have to bring an Egla Rufa. Mihikok says, Viho Noida. But over here, we know what happened. Here, the story was, there were two Kahanim running up the plank, and one crane killed the other one. Viho Noida Mihiko. So there's no union of Egla Ruf altogether here. So Gemara says, Ela Kadela Harbas Tubchia. Havada, that would have saw that got up and just announced, like you say, who's going to bring the Egla Ruf here? He didn't mean really that there should be a chiv of an Egla Ruf. Because Pshita, here we know who killed who. It just meant to make people cry a lot. That's all he meant to say. That such a might happen. Then when the Kahanim were running up the plank, one crane went and killed the other one. So he just wanted everybody to cry. So Micah says, what happened after one crane killed the other one? Bo Oviv Shotinik. The father of the Kohen that was dead, that was dying, came to him. When he came to see his son there, he saw his son was still alive yet. He was about to die, and he was still moving, was still alive. Omar, so first the father said to his son, Hareyu kaparaskim. Did you know this, that he got killed now? I'll be a kapara for you, you'll be forgiven, I feel happy about it. Then he said also, I see my son is still alive. So the first thing that entered his mind was, there's a sakin, there's a knife next to him. Let's first take away this sakin, that the sakin should be away from him before he dies. He should not be matama the kelim. So before we said lamdecho, this comes to teach us shekosha aleihem tairas kelim yoisa meshvichas domin. It meant more to them the inyan that a keli, this knife of the base migdi, should not become tamei more than the inyan of shvichas domin. Like that, the son was being killed and he didn't feel that bid, but that the knife was going to become tamei, that bothered him more. So you see what it was more bothered them more, the Tyrus Hakelim, more than Shvichas Domim. For the Gemara, what's the Pshat here? Iboy Luhu. Is the Pshat here that Shvichas Domim who dizal? Is the Pshat this time? Since they were used to, it was ruggle, but it was cow for them killing. It didn't bother them that much. In this Aveira, not to kill somebody, there was a Zilus. There was like Zilzum, it was cow, it was easy in the rise. That's why it didn't bother them that much. Abu Tyrus Kelim, Kidakai Makaimi. That he bothered that the knife should not become tamei, it's not the pshat that bothered him so much extra about tumah that the kelim and the beis hamikdash should not become tamei. It just stood. That's the way it always is. There was always a midah that there's a law of Torah, like there's an inyan in the Torah, but Yaakov and inyan, not the kelim should not become tamei. You're supposed to be nizah to make sure they all stay Torah, and that stood the way it was. That never changed. That they were always machim like at the beginning. So it's not the pshat they were bigger machmirim in Nilchas Tumah. It just means Nilchas Tumah, they remained always the same. Just Nilchas Shvichas Domim, since they were killed, like the Sul Zim, the prophet by Menashe, since there was a time when they used to did kill, so therefore his cow didn't bother them that much in the Shvichas Domim. By Duma, maybe the opposite way. That Shvichas Domim can kaima kaima. No, Havada Shvichas Domim was very chomer to them. Like, it's not nice to kill somebody. Havada, that bothered them also, the fact that somebody killed one another. Abu Tyrus Kalem, he the Chamiro. Well, it means to say here, the father cared about the kelim, because that was something extra special. There was a special chamirus, a very chomer about this inyan, to watch the kelim to make sure it doesn't become tummy. So what's the pshat here? Is it the pshat that was a zilus, they were not so nizri about inyan of shvichas domim? Or was it the pshat they were very, very machmatakri in alochis about kelim? That was the shaylam. So this we say, Toshma, come now bring your raya. Me the konos of law Talmudai. Since the Gemara of the Brice before brought down this pasuk that speaks about Menashe and says, the gam dam noki shofach Menashe, that Menashe killed out a lot of people. So Shemamina Tzurayon, that Shvichas Domim who dizal. The pshat was that since Menashe killed out a lot of people, he did this chet of killing, it was a zilus, it was zal, it was a kal, it didn't bother them. There was a lenient in this halacha of Shvichas Domim. So that didn't bother them so much. Mashenkin, for Tyrus Kalim could have kaima kaima. Mashenkin, the union of Tyrus Akalim. To keep the Kalim Tor, that is no special chumrah. That just stood the way it always was. That never changed. But just by Menashe, even though Menashe was by the base of Mikdash Rishon, And we're talking about this Maisa now with the Kohanim happening in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. But still, since we see that Menashe was a Shofar Zonim, he killed so many people, so once there was this Kalas, this Zilus in the Hilchos, killing people, that Kalas always stayed there and never changed. And therefore, later on, even the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni also, there was a little bit lenient to the Inyan of Shvich Zonim. Mashenk and Hilchos, Tumas HaKelim, that always stayed the same. That didn't change. We go to the brace like this. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalad here, Uforshat velovash begodim acherim. You should take off your clothing and put on new clothing. Voitzi es adeshin. And then you should take out the deshin. So Pasuk Dalad here is talking about the second mitzvah. That means a lot of times when the Mizbeach had a lot of ashes on top of it, there was an Indian to clean out all the ashes and take the ashes out, chutz l'machre, outside Yerushalayim. That was called Hoitzoy es adeshin. The first Pasuk Gimel talks about the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin. That was a mitzvah every single day. One Kohen had to come in and take a shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach and put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. That was Pasuk Gimel, that's a Trumas Adeshin. Now, there's another mitzvah. Doesn't have to be done every single day. Just whenever there's a lot of ashes on the Mizbeach, then you have Pasuk Dalid. Ufoshet es begodov, the Kohen is supposed to take off his big dekuna, a kohen hedjit, v'lovash begodim acherim, and he's supposed to put on other type of clothing. So what does it mean, other type of clothing? So Gemara says, shemani, I would hear, that kederach yom kippurim. The sum of this pasuk means that there's a chiv, he has to change his clothing and put on his weekday clothing. In other words, a kohen hedjit only has one pair of big dekuna. He only has four begodim he wears for big dekuna. So I would think the Pasuk is saying, if you want to take the ashes outside Yerushalayim, you have to take off your big day kuna and put on begodim acherim, means put on regular weekday clothing. Why? I would think just like by Yom Kippurim. She'poishet big day kodesh, v'loivesh big day chol. It was just like by Yom Kippurim, there's such an inyan, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had two sets of begodim. When he went inside Lefnayim Lefnim, he used to wear big day loven, just four begodim. When he came outside to do the avoid in chutz, he had to put on his eighth begodim, big day zov. Now there's a tzivui, that when you go out, you have to take off the big day loven, and now put on the eight different clothing. That's the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol. So I would think the same thing applies here also. When the Torah says, v'lovash begodim acherim, means it's a tzivui. When you want to go and carry out the ashes now, you v'davka have to take off your big day Kohen hedjit. Now a Kohen hedjit doesn't have two pairs of big day kuna. So what it means to say is, take off your big day kuna, and now put on begodim acherim, means put on other clothing, not big day kuna that you use for avodah, but put on regular clothing, a regular suit put on. Take off your mitznefesh, your gartel, your mechtesayim, and put on a regular suit. That's what I would have thought. That's the CV over here. Kederach Yom Kippurim, that you push the big day kodesh, you have a chiv now to take off the big day kuna, for leivish big day chol, and put on a regular suit now. Talmud Loima, but the pasuk tells us not like that. We darshin uforshat es begodav, v'lovash begodim acherim. It says the word begodim two times. Uforshat es begodav, v'lovash begodim. Why does it say two times begodav, begodim? So we say, makish begodim shaloivish, lebegodim shaposhit. We make a hekish, that ma lahalan, just like the begodim is wearing the tool now, we're telling him, take them off. What are you taking off? You're taking off your big dekuna. Is big dekodish, they're called big dekuna, they're the four begodim that a kohen hedjit wears. Af kan, now when the Torah says, v'lovash begodim acherim, put on another set of clothing, big dekodish, it also means to put on another set of big dekodish. A kohen hedjit also has to have two sets of big dekuna, kohen hedjit. For the gemarim kei matam loy macherim, they're telling me now, we still have to wear his big dekuna, the regular four begodim still, the mechnesayim, the ksonis, the mitznefes, and the avnet. So what do you mean, begodim acherim? Now the Gemara means p'chusim mehen. In other words, you have to have to take another pair of big dekuna, and they have to be less, an older pair. You have to have a new pair, and you have to have an old pair. P'chusim means a little bit less, not so nice as the first pair. That's the way the Tanakhama darshins, like we'll soon see. Rabbi Lezer says no. Acherim, he darshins the post like this. V'lovash begodim acherim, v'hoitzi es adeshin. He dashens the word acherim goes in later. Acherim v'hoitzi es adeshin. Reb Lezer's oimer. Acherim v'hoitzi, the pasuk means limud ala kahanim bali mumin. Shek sherim v'hoitzi adeshin. Reb Lezer says, no, you do not have to wear big dekuna when you want to carry out the deshin, carry out the issues. And Akhtekat, the Pasuk is telling us, even a balmum, even a kohen that's not allowed to do the avoida, even a balmum, he has a mum, he's kosher to do this malacha of carrying out the issues. Because the pshat according to Rabbi Lezer is that this Pasuk dalad is not an avoida. You don't badaska have to have a kohen kosher to do it when he's wearing his big dekuna. No, even a balmum can do it. It's not a maisa that a kohen has to come, and taka means literally, for lovish b'kotok b'godam acher means wear a regular suit, don't wear your big dekuna, because even a balmum can also do it. So the kids of the machlekes say the Tanakam and Reb Lezer. According to Tanakam, you have to wear your big dekuna, just p'chusim, not such a nice appeal. And according to Reb Lezer, no, you don't wear big dekuna, you can wear a regular suit, and even a balmum can also do it. Now Omar says before, that Acherim, according to the Tanakama, was saying now you have to wear Daska for Begodim. But Chusim, Chusimim, it means not such a good pair. Kidatona the very Bishmoel. This goes to understand it, the way Rabbi Shmuel always says. Kidatona the very Bishmoel. Kidatona the very Bishmoel. Begodim Shebishol Behem Kedei with the Rabbi. The same clothing you use when you're cooking the food for your Rebbe is Layimzog Behem Kais the Rabbi. You should not serve your Rebbe with those same pair of clothing. No, it's not nice. Not nice to you wear the same nice clothing you do when you serve him, to wear those clothing when you're getting yourself dirty and cooking. Because if you're going to wear those clothing when you're cooking, you're going to get them dirty. So it's not nice later to go and serve your Rebbe with those clothing. In other words, you're supposed to have two different pair of clothing. Have one pair of chusim less, an older suit that's used for cooking, and then put on your nice suit when you serve. Who was in here also? That's the Tanakhama. This mitzvah and posik dalad of hoitzoy sadeshin. And whenever there was too many ashes on the Mizbeach, you used to all clean it out and carry it outside Yerushalayim. So who has to do it? A kohen that's a tam, a kosher kohen has to do it. And it's called an avoid, according to the Tanakhama. And you have to wear big dekuna. Just the Pasuk is saying, v'lovash begodam acher means, wear begodam chusim. You don't have to wear such nice clothing. Of course, you're not allowed to wear nice clothing. You have to wear an older pair of big dekuna. But it has to be the mitznefes, the ksainis, the gartel, and the michnesayin. You have to wear those four begodim. Yeah. So the Gemara, Omer Rash Lakish. Lakish says now, k'machlokes b'itzo, just as we have a machlokes in the Tanakam and Reb Lezer, if b'itzo is hadeshin, it's called an avoida, that you badaf can need a coin with his four begodim, good, they can be b'chusim, but they have to be dalad begodim, and Reb Lezer says, no, you don't have to have a coin tam, you can have a coin balmum, and you don't have to wear the begodim. So Rash Lakish learns, k'ach machlokes b'haroma. The same machlokes applies to Pasuk Gimel by the mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin, that every single morning there's a mitzvah, a kohen has to go into the Mizbeach, go on top of the Mizbeach, and take out one shovel full of the ashes, and go on the side and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's called the mitzvah Truma Sadeshin. So Rish Lakish says that according to Rabbi Lezer, even the Truma Sadeshin does not need big dekuna, and even a Balmum could also do that avoida, that mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin. That's Rish Lakish. The same machlokes Reb Lezer holds by Rama also, a kohen balmum could do that also. Reb Yechon says no. Machlokes poitzo. This machlokes of the godem acherim vohitzi that Reb Lezer dashes even a balmum could take out the hoitzo. That's only by hoitzoes adeshin. Mashenkin avo baharoma the reihakol avoidi. Reb Yechon says no. But the first part of Gimel, the mitzvah shumas adeshin, that's for sure is called an avoida. That you need to ask a kohen that's kosher, and you don't have to need a dalad begodim. They could be p'chusim, but at kol porter they have to be dalad begodim. So tomorrow now, my time with Rish Lakish. What's Rish Lakish's word to say that even the first pasuk of the Truma Sadeshin, also we say a kohen apostle could do it, and you don't need a dalad begodim. Omalach, Rish Lakish says like this, if you're going to tell me now everybody has to hold that the mitzvah Truma Sadeshin is called an avoida, and you need a kosher kohen, and he has to wear a dalad begodim, is it true that you can do an avoida, a kohen could do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash only wearing two clothing, two kelim? Like we know a kohen hedyot has to at least wear four big dekuna. He has. Now this Pasuk Gimel only says two begodim. The Pasuk Gimel says, v'lovash hakohen midoivad, which means the ksoinis, he has to wear his robe, omichnes seivad, and he has to wear his mechufayim, the underpants, made out of linen. Yilbash al basar v'heir mesadeshin. The Pasuk says clearly, the kohen has to wear two clothing, that's all. So the Rish Lakish, if you can tell me now that the Truma Sadeshin is a real avoida, how do you have only two clothing? We know any avoida, you have to have the mitznefes and the gartel also. So since the Pasuk doesn't say the mitznefes and the gartel, it's right, it's not called a real avoida. That's why even a kain balmum could also do this avoda. That's what Sakash is smart. Shrashi shekshere b'shtei kelim v'ocha midoy vad u'michnes avad hu desiv. The pasuk only talks about the ksoinis, his robe, and the michnesayim, the underpants, but nothing more. So the more of Rabbi Yechon says no. Goli rachmoni b'ksoinis u'michnesayim. True, the pasuk says for the true mesadeshin, you have to wear your ksoinis, your robe, and you have to wear the michnesayim, the underpants. Aber sagt Rabbi Yechon, avade v'hu adin l'mitznechus b'yavnit. Avade is called an avoidam, and you have to wear all your four clothing. You have to wear your special hat to mitznechus, and you have to wear your special gar to the avnit. How come the pasuk says these two begodmen? If you have to wear all four, why does the pasuk only say the ksoinis and the michnesayim? Come to teach us halachas here. That midai bad. The pasuk says you have to wear your ksoinis, your robe, a perfect fit. We dashin midai kimidosai. That you have to have a special fit. And there's halacha by all big dikunas like that. So Rashi says, midai kimidosai. Kan limducho. Here the Torah is teaching us. Shehe ksoinis kahanim lemidas kemosai. The robe should be a perfect fit to how tall you are. Learning growers, it shouldn't be too long. Loimus lochus, can't be too short off the ground. So the pasuk is teaching us, Rabbi Yechon holds, Avad is called an avoid here. And Avad, you have to wear all four begodim. Now the reason why the Torah says these two is to teach us two special lochus. Midai Avad means to tell us that you have to wear a special fit. Later, and Nichnes Seivad, what does this have to say the underpants for? Likiratani, like we learned. How do we know the first clothing that the Kohen puts on is his underpants? How do we know the Michnasayim comes first? Whenever they dress him, whenever he puts on his big dikuna, right? Shenema, the Pasuk says here, O Michnasay Bad Yilbosh Al Besaroi. That you have to put on the Michnasay Bad, your underpants, what? Al Besaroi. Mashman, there's nothing else on your bosa yet. He has not dressed yet at all. And the first clothing he puts on Al Besaroi is the underpants. That's the lima of this pasuk. Shrashi yilbash al basaroi, mashma shaloivesh po'odi orim. You put on your underpants now when you're nude, not wearing anything. Shein olav el basaroi, you have nothing, only your flesh. Dilo tei mohochin al basaroi lemai kosvei. What does it have to say here al basaroi for? Umichta sevad yilbash al basaroi. Either tell me the chatzitza, that you shouldn't have anything in between your clothing and the begod, the mashma the other pasukim for that. That hukos chatzitza. So this pasuk is telling us, Al Besaroi teach us that the Michnasayim comes first. Yeah. The what? Mm-hmm. Reshlokish from Mir. This is where Rabbi Yechon learns. Michnasayim bad Yibush Al Besaroi. More of Reshlokish, what does Reshlokish do with this? Reshlokish says, no, the pasuk only says these two. So he learns the modern halacha here, it only means these two and not four, and therefore it's not called an avoda. I with Ashni these drushes here. Resh Lakish says, I'm also asking to these drushes. But still the Torah only means these two and not more. Resh Lakish, Midai Kimidosai. Midiafka Rachmona Beloshin Midai. Why didn't the Torah say Loshin Michnas of Ksainis? Why did it say Midai? Midai Vad? To tell us that what? That the Ksainis that he wears has to be a perfect fit. Shalai Yehei, and Vaito. How do you know the next drusha? Shalai Yehei Dovah Kodil Michnasayim. Miyal Besarin Afka. There's an extra word of Al, from this word Al Besar is also extra. So since it's extra, he makes this Rasha also. So Rasha is L'Rashim Medlokish. Diyoma, Dafka Kesvinu. The Torah says these two to teach us L'Meimroa, Tiyena Tzricha Bo. You don't have to wear all your four clothing B'Shat Tzuma Tzedeshin. Only these two clothing. So how does he know then these Rashas here? It says be a perfect fit. And the Michnasayim comes first. Nafka Leihanech Tati D'Rishus, Miloshin HaMikro. Dehanech Tati D'Rashas, Miloshin HaMikro. Sheshinu B'Lashonish, Lekosu Tzoynis. The Torah didn't say put on your robe. The name of Midoi, what does Midoi mean? Kimidosai, it has to be a perfect fit. And Shlayaktim Dovah L'Machnesayim, May Al-Basari Yisera Nafkalei. So an extra time Al-Basari here teaches this Rosham. But that's where Shlokish is Pshat, the Torah is saying only wear two, and not four. Therefore it's not called an Avoida, even a Kain Balmum can also do it. So it says, Neymah Ketanoi. Let's say this machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. If it's possible to say that the true Masadeshin is not called an avoid, you don't have to wear all four begodim. Let's say it's a machlokes Tanoim. Why we say the dash in the post like this? Al Besori says here Al Besori says Yilbosh Al Besori. The post gives him Lo Bashkari Midivag Nichol Seivag Yilbosh Al Besori. Matam Uloim. What does that have to say for Yilbosh? What does that have to say wear it for? Let's just say Midivag Nichnis Seivag. Period. What you have to say, Yilbash al-Basarim, is Lahavi mitznefes v'yavneit la-Roma. Divi Reb Yehuda. So you see, clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that what, that when you do the Trumas Hadeshen, Havad, you have to wear all four begodim. You have to wear the Mitznefes and the Avnet also. Either the Pasuk only says two begodim, but Yilmash comes to include the other two also. Why does it say these two? To teach us the drosha, the perfect fit, and the Mechassayim comes first. This is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Deis Tuwaim and No. What does the word Yilmash mean here? L'rabba is big day koyin godol, p'yarna kipurim, shek sherim l'koyin hejit. The fact that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has a special four begodim, the four begodim of Lavan, that he wears when he goes to fly in the Fnim, those four begodim are kosher for Kohen Hedyot to wear it throughout the whole year. That's what Rabbi Deishi Dashim. That's the extra pasuk of Yilba Shalba Sarvay. The four begodim the Kohen Gadol wear, the fly in the Fnim, could be worn the whole year round. That's what Deishi's shot. Amar Rabbi says back to him, Shtei Tshuvas Bedogren, your drosh have two kashas on you. Chod the one, the Avneto Shal Kohen Gadol, which was made out of levad, made out of linen only, is loy zehu avnet shekoyin hedyet. He holds that the avnet, the koyin hedyet wore the whole year, was made out of klayim. So therefore, you can't say that these four begotten the koyin gadol wore on your kippah, or koyin hedyet could wear the whole year, because they're different type of avnetim. The yavnet of the koyin gadol here, these for the loven, was made out of linen only, and the koyin hedyet was made out of klayim. So it's not the same. You can't say that the koyin hedyet could wear it. So you have to have another kasher on you. So obviously Rav Deisi holds on, that Rav Deisi holds that the avnet, the Kohen Hedyot, wore the whole year, was also only made out of linen, not made out of klayim. But now Rabbi has another kasha back to Rav Deisi. The Yehuda of the kasha knew that the godim shenishtameshes behem kedusha chamura, this begodim, these big day loven, that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur when he went lefnayim lefnim, which is such a chomadik, a strong kedusha, tishtamesh ben kedusha kala, you want it to be used now in a kedusha kala, regular Kohen Hedyot, should wear it throughout the whole year. It's not mistarvel like that. It's not mistarvel a Kohen Hedyot could use it. So you have a Rebbe says, what do I do with this extra word here, yilbush abasorei, is the rabbi teshashchokin, to teach us the word that you could wear